You mentioned a little bit about your starting on dialysis, and I was going to kind of steer the conversation, if we could, toward the beginning of your dialysis experience. And when you first started, were you given some of the options around renal replacement therapies right away, or did you have to start on something, and were you ever followed up on with that?
So here in Bolingbrook, there's a number of dialysis facilities, and I wanted to pick the one that was closer to my home, but being in healthcare, I knew that it was going to be good for me to shop and find the one that fit me the best. So as I went to a DaVita, I went to a Fresenius, I went to a nonprofit, and I wanted to really understand who the team was, how long they had been there, were they able to answer my questions in a way that I deemed beneficial to the way that I learned and the way that I engage with people. And they gave me a huge stack of stuff. It was so many papers and binders that they actually had to give me a carrying case to get them out of there. And there was a lot of information that was given to me once I selected my dialysis site. And some of that information was about peritoneal dialysis, home dialysis, things like that. But it was definitely glanced over. And it was me going through all of that information. I read every single page that they gave me. It took me weeks to get through it all. But that's when I educated myself on what the options were and how to fit something that was best going to fit my lifestyle. So I did ask about home dialysis that was going to allow me to work my usual 12 to 13 hour day, and then come home, have time with my family, and then do dialysis at night. And actually went and did the training with the organization that I got dialysis from to see what it was going to be like. During that training, it was never, even though the person that was training me was specific to home dialysis, there wasn't a lot of joy and exuberance in it. It wasn't something that was pushed on people, or maybe not pushed, might not be the word, but you know, it wasn't something that they seemed intently interested on moving people into that bucket. So I did do, and my wife came with me to do the evaluation for home dialysis. And the reason that I chose to stay in the center was because of the impact that it would have on my wife. You know, it's not just about sitting down in a machine. There's the hookup, there's the prep, there's the dialyzer, there's the water, there's just so much that goes along with it. And anybody that's been in dialysis has probably had a crash at some point during your treatment, where somewhere in that 4 hours, blood pressure drops or whatever it is that, you know, there's an emergency at that point. And I didn't want to put that on my wife. She has to come in and help me, or call the emergency department, or whatever it is. So I decided to stay in the center for my lifestyle and that of my wife.
That is very interesting too, because you mentioned how your normal work day was 12 to 13, 13 to 14 hours. Did I hear that right? And you chose to do in-center hemodialysis. So I can't imagine what kind of impact that had to you and to everything. What kind of impact did that have on your career? What kind of impact did that have on your family?
Yeah, so for my family, my wife ended up taking over a lot of the responsibilities for my son to make sure that he was up, getting ready, and moving on to school in a reasonable time frame, because 3 days out of the week I was in the center getting a treatment on the 3:30 shift, because I had to do the 3:30 shift so that as soon as I was done, I could hightail it, drive an hour to work, and then work until usually about 6:30 or 7, so that I could, you know, and this is not a normal job for a lot of people, but, you know, at the level that I was at within the hospital I was working with, that was just what was expected. And all of my peers were working those types of hours as well. So unfortunately, it was not something that I could keep up. And I found myself every once in a while having to take a nap at work because I couldn't do it anymore. And the energy was really zapped on the days that I did my treatment and then ran straight to work. And, you know, within 6 months or so, I had left that job. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, that's normal. You know, usually by the time that people are starting dialysis, the unemployment rate is about 75%, according to the USRDS data report. And for the people who do come to dialysis with a job, 38% of them have lost their job within 6 months. And that has been steady over years and years and years of data. It's just very hard to live with this disease and work with this disease. And I think that's the reason why the government gives so much support to people with this disease, because just making it from day to day is a job in and of itself.